Hi, my name's Julie Mackin and welcome to More Civil Societies. I know, promises, promises, promises. And I did promise that I would leave off about the federal election outcome. And I really, really will. But there is just one very strange thing that has emerged from it that we really need to talk about in the interest of not sleepwalking into a very bad place. Do you remember this sequence of events? In the first half of February this year, the government lost control of the House of Reps and the Medivac bill was passed. You know, the one that enabled critically sick refugees to come to Australia for medical treatment. And for the record, we used to just do that kind of stuff as a matter of course because we were decent people. But now it turns out we needed to pass an entire act to safeguard the lives of the people we're warehousing in offshore detention. Anyway, Scott Morrison was so freaked out about the apparently hundreds of thousands of millions of critically ill refugees that would need to come to Australia. And Peter Dutton was getting a little hysterical and suggesting that if Australians couldn't access healthcare, they should blame the refugees, which was really another high note in our national conversation. Anyway, in a fit of rage, Scott Morrison took off to Christmas Island and spent a few hours there getting cutaways of him, you know, scrutinising the barbed wire, chatting to nervous Nellies in the army, before demanding the taxpayer spend $180 million to reopen Christmas Island to take the inundation of ruined humanity that would be arriving there like in a heartbeat. Press conference concluded, he and his media flew back to the mainland and got on with kind of tuning up the pipes for the usual race, hate, fear campaign that has been the hallmark of Australian federal election campaigns since 2001. Everything was going well. He and Peter Dutton were accusing Labor of going soft on national security because they wanted to stop people dying in offshore detention. And Labor was saying that was rubbish, that after all it was Labor that had reopened the camps, Labor had signed up to push back the boats, detain the kids, and just generally man up to being as tough on the vulnerable as the coalition. But do you remember what happened next? An Australian gunman, full of hate and fear and anti-Islamic brutality, walked into two mosques in New Zealand, while kids and women and men had their heads bowed in prayer with a camera secured on his gun. God, this guy's a grub. He murdered 51 people and injured many more. The world was momentarily speechless until the Prime Minister of New Zealand stepped up. She responded with authority and efficiency, compassion and competency and clarity. She took control of the horror, the hurt, and the frame that would be used to understand this act of hate. Well, that caused real problems for the whole "we hate refugees, they could be terrorists, we need to lock them away and deny them all their humanity," didn't it? Scott Morrison and Peter Dutton didn't know where to go with it, what to do with it, and clearly neither major party could run their usual race, hate, fear campaign about our borders being breached and, you know, wily refugees exploiting our ever-generous hearts. As a consequence of that, we heard almost nothing about the refugee issue, Manus Island or Nauru, through the entire campaign. It was clear that if refugees can't be used to whip up fear and paranoia, neither of the major parties have anything at all to say about them. Such is the state of our national imagination and capacity. It is utterly impoverished. And frankly, you know, lest anyone have any doubts about that, think back to last week's public memorial for Bob Hawke. Look, I personally was never a member of the Hawke fan club, but he was certainly what a national leader looks like. Compassionate toward the vulnerable and weak, tough on the bully boys who would monster the weak, and very discerning about how to make a nation grow up, look after its own, and others that needed care. Anyway, all of that passed, and the coalition is back, and Peter Dutton and Scott Morrison can again cut loose on refugees and the vulnerable more broadly. So we can expect to hear a lot more about how dangerous they are, how afraid we should all be, why the Medivac bill should be repealed, so refugees can once again die out of the public eye in offshore detention. It's pretty hopeless, frankly, and I cast around, really, for signs of hope. And frankly, I got to look far to the north and see what is possible when enough people care and count themselves in to protect their own human rights and the human rights of others. Hong Kong and the people of Hong Kong are showing all of us what a real democracy looks like, what it takes to hang on to it, and how to make that happen. Hat off to them. Imagine if 1 million people turned out in the streets of Sydney to demand an end to offshore detention and to treating refugees as whipping posts. Imagine that. Because unless we begin to imagine ways to once again reclaim our own values and humanity and democracy, it won't just be refugees feeling the boot on their throats. The next thing will be crazy things like raids on the national broadcaster and talk of turning our intelligence agencies on Australian citizens themselves. Imagine that.